my wife was sitting down, it was a couple of days ago, we're sitting down, and out of nowhere, she says, irregardless, contradicts itself. And I'm like, what? Huh?
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless. Folks, let's just say it wouldn't be my show without having issues. Hold on. I'm trying to delete previous shows. Move to trash. Let's move it to trash. There we go. I had everything set up. It never fails. Are we live? Okay, good. Let me delete this one now. Move to trash. There we go. So now we're going to do it. Okay, so if life serves me, let's try this. Good. Okay. Shit. Welcome to Radio Regardless, folks. I am Mark Scalia, your host. And this is the show that just keeps on giving. Welcome to Thanksgiving. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways. One, through Facebook Live, which we've tried. We've tried it tonight. It worked mostly. And now it's back on. I think it's back on. It might be freezing up. I don't know. I'm just going to keep doing the show. So that's how we broadcast. We broadcast live. Obviously, we have issues and problems all the time because we live broadcast. But if you don't want to hear the issues, if you don't want to hear the mistakes, you can clearly listen to the edited for time and mostly mistakes, the podcast version of the show, available through Podbean. Essentially, you just go to podbean.com, type in Radio Irregardless, and then you can connect using one of the very many platforms, everything from Apple Podcasts to Spotify to iHeartRadio to whatever you need. So let's do this. Is this working? I don't know. I'm going to keep turning my head to see if it's working. I think it's working. Let's see. Can I see the comments at the very least? Oh, there's Matt loving the stash. It's not a stash. It's a beard. My God. I know. Look at all the gray in my beard. Like, it looks like I dipped my chin in paint. You folks can't see it. Let's see. Oh, just give me a second, folks. I'm so sorry. I hate when this happens. So let's just start this show because it's off the rails already. As I love to start the show, bring you up to speed about what's been going on with me and myself and the show and things in general, the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So it's Thanksgiving. It's a Thanksgiving show. I'm drinking after today. Actually, I shouldn't say. Let me just start off because being grateful is something that a lot of things have happened in the past 2 months, 3 months for me to be very grateful about what's been going on. The amount of work I've been doing, the amount of people I've connected to, the companies that I worked for, the people I've met as a result of working in these companies, the money I've made, blah, 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 blah. I'm very grateful. I say blah, 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 and then I say very grateful. I'm very grateful for all the things that have been happening in my life. I've been so busy, which is really good. Things are starting to slow down for a couple days. I've had a few days off in a row, which is actually kind of cool because I haven't had so much time because of work in October. And now, of course, I'm growing the beard out because I'm going to have the sideburns for Ebenezer soon, so I get to shave all this off soon. But I'm very grateful, not only for the work, not only for the money, my family, my wife, my home. I've had no bad things, and I know that a lot of bad things have been happening in the news. I don't want to cover any of that. I really don't. Let's suffice to say that we are going into the tail end of the year, the holiday season, if you would. And I think it's important not only to really, everybody does this anyway, but you look back at the year and say, how did I do? Is my life better? Do I have things? Did I lose anything? Did I gain anything? And we tend to take inventory, you know, to the end of the year. And that's, you know, kind of what this show is about. This show is literally like one of the last shows I do for the year. I like to have a lot of fun. I got the Christmas Carol coming up. By the way, tickets are still on sale. Just go to salemtrolley.com, I think. Yeah, salemtrolley.com. Click the special links tour. There's still some tickets left. If you are in a show, definitely email me through my website, markscalia.com. Find out, let me know what tickets you have, and I'll see if I'm on the show. Or you can, before you buy the tickets, you open my website, you open the ticket, and you go back and forth and say, okay, he's on those because all my dates are listed. So, because Christmas Carol's coming up, and it's a special time because I get to experience the Christmas Carol. I can take inventory of the better part of the year, the end part of the year. Some things that have really, you know, the past couple weeks have been a little stressful. There was another couple shootings. Horrible things. People treat each other very poorly. And you think, maybe at this one part. Here's the thing. I got to show you this. My wife got me this charm last year. Now, let's see. I can't really. Can I zoom in? Let's see. I probably could. I think. No, the only way to go in is to just go in. Okay, you can't really see it. But my wife bought me this charm. She bought me it last year for Christmas. It was a Christmas gift. And on the locket, it actually says a quote from the Christmas Carol. It says, I will keep Christmas in my heart and try to honor it for the whole year. And I wasn't wearing it most of the year. But I always try to keep Christmas in my heart. And I wear it, especially this time of year, to remind me. I can feel it. It's like right, it's low enough so that it sits in a point of my shirt on my chest so I can actually feel it. It helps me to remind myself to try to be better, try to do better, try to leave it better. There's so many messed up things in the world, and at least if you can be nice to each other in one-on-one. See, if everybody nice to everybody one-on-one, then in theory, all the big problems would go away. That would be the nice part of it. I don't want to talk politics because the midterms happened. I know. I will say this. I will say this about the midterms. Whatever side you're on, everybody pulled a side. And it's us and them. And I find it so much out of balance, so much bias, so much hypocrisy. If you say, well, you know, I think everybody should do the, and then it's we and them and us and others. Just stop it. Just friggin' stop it. Because everybody's like, well, they're doing it. And I'm like, no, you did it. I did it. Everybody did it. Stop doing it. Just fucking stop doing it. But I will tell you this. It is the Thanksgiving show. And my wife is downstairs. She's cooking. All I can smell in the house is cooking stuff. I don't know. It smells like cookies. It smells like pies. It smells like food. I don't know what it is, but she's cooking. Oh, wait a minute. I know what she's cooking. She's cooking it. You know what she's got? You know what she's got? I got beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, she's cooking it all downstairs. Chicken. It's potatoes. Yeah, we're not. Patine's greens. My wife, I got pie. Stop it. You know, it's every year. It's the same thing. You can't say my wife is downstairs and she's cooking pie because all the perverts and the weirdos start typing all kinds of crazy shit about my wife's pie. Nobody needs that. Nobody needs to hear about my wife's pie. Stop it. Just stop it. Hold on. Where am I? Oh, yeah. All right. What else am I got? Oh, shopping. Gonna do some shopping. Plans. Going over, I think, my wife's parents' house tomorrow. My sister is going over her in-laws. My brother, I think he's going with them. And my nephew, Josh, just had a baby boy. He just, he didn't. His girlfriend did. And now they collectively have a son, Josiah. That's the name of their son. So I am a great uncle. You're welcome. I used to be a good uncle. Now I'm a great uncle. But because it is Thanksgiving Eve, I want to talk about this day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you? Huh? Huh? Huh?
And now, Radio Irregardless's This Day in History.
And this is a segment I've been doing for a while. Absolutely love it. I got to get a new mouse. The problem is, before I get into that This Day in History, I have an older keyboard. I have it from an older Mac. And it's the one that's like really heavy keys, and it's got like this, it sits in this plexiglass clear base. And I went, oh, I'll get a new mouse. I didn't realize this. It's a Mac Pro mouse. And you think, oh, wow, it's really cool. But it's a single click. Like, it doesn't do anything else. It's a single click mouse. It doesn't, like, I can't right click anything. So it's essentially a useless mouse. So when I want to change something, I have to actually reach out with the keyboard. So, and it has no scroll either. Like, I can't scroll. I don't know. I'm going to replace it. Who knows? But let's tell you about what's been going on this day in history. This is more modern history. My wife said there's a slice of pie with my name on it. You're welcome. So, oh, Kevin's got to go. Okay. Kevin's got to go. All right. But you can listen to podcast version. So here we go. On this day in 1654, French mathematician, scientist, and religious philosopher Pascal experienced intense mystical vision that marked him for life. In this day, 1765, the people of Frederick County, Maryland, refused to pay the British stamp tax. Good for them. Fucking cents for a stamp? That's crazy. 1783, Annapolis, Maryland became the first U.S. capital until June of 1784. So big things happening in Maryland. On this day in 1834, Henry Bergen patents the horseshoe manufacturing machine in Troy, New York. Okay. You wouldn't even think of that. You're like, didn't they just make them? No, there's a machine. The guy made it and he got a patent for it. There you go. It happened today. On this day in 1848, Female Medical Education Society forms in Boston. 1863, the patent granted for a process for making color photographs. 1863. The Civil War was like 1865, folks. That's crazy. You think about the technology. 1876, Columbia, Harvard, and Princeton formed the Intercollegiate Football Association. 1887, oh, I meant to get this before Kevin left. 1887, Notre Dame loses its first football game, 8-0 to Michigan. 1889, the debut of the first jukebox in 1889, folks. 1897, the American inventor Andrew Jackson Beard invents the Jerry coupler. Ooh, and what's that for? It's used to connect railroad cars. The Jerry coupler. I'm open, Jerry. I don't know what's going on. I get this scratchiness in my voice. I think it's because my wife is burning something and it's coming up here to the office. Let's see. She's burning her pie. Her pie's on fire. Anyway, in 1897, the portable pencil sharpener was patented by American inventor John Lee Love. Did you know that? Like, up until that point, if you didn't have a pencil sharpener, you were fucked. But then they said, I know where I can find a pencil sharpener in my pocket. I wonder how big it was. I wonder that. 1914, the U.S. Army withdraws from Mexico. That was barely a fucking mistake. 1921, Warren G. Harding signs. I'm always reminded of that line from Short Circuit when he goes, Warren G. Hardon signs the Willis-Campbell Act, which is an anti-beer bill. This forbidden doctors prescribing beer or liquor for medical medicinal purposes. Drink up. I have a prescription. All right, where are we? Ooh, 1923. Cecil B. DeMille's first version of the Ten Commandments premiered in the USA on this day. 1936, the first issue of Life picture magazine created by Henry R. Luce was published. 1937, John Steinbeck's play of Mice and Men premiered in New York City. 1942, the U.S. Coast Guard Women's Auxiliary is formed. It's authorized. It's called the SPARS. 1948, Dr. Frank G. Back from New York City patents a lens to provide zoom effects. I don't know if it's on a camera or a microscope. I don't know what it's on. This date, 1954. For the first time since the 1929 crash, the Dow Jones closes above peak. That was a big thing. Also, and I just found this out yesterday, but I'll tell you that after I tell you this. In 1960, Tinseltown, basically Hollywood, dedicated its Walk of Fame at the Hollywood Boulevard and Vine Street. And I just found this out. Christina Applegate got a star, and she stopped acting anymore because she's got MS. So she's having a hard time. So everybody's thinking of Christina Applegate, and of course, David Faustino was there, and why am I drawing a blank in her name? The mom. 1960, the TROS 2, which was a weather satellite, is launched. That's the first time we put satellites. I mean, maybe, well, I don't know. Yeah, it's the first time with satellites, a weather satellite. 1963, the debut of Doctor Who. The longest-running British sci-fi series so far. On this date in 1984, A Christmas Carol, directed by Clive Donner, starring George C. Scott, premiered in the UK. Also in 1984, a Boston College quarterback, Doug Flutie, I don't know if you heard of him, had the game-ending 48-yard TD, otherwise known as the Hail Mary Pass. 1985, retired CIA analyst Larry Wu-Tang Chin. Wu-Tai? Wu-Tang? I don't know. He's arrested for spying for China. 1992, 10 million cellular phones were sold on this day. 10 million. 2004, the World of Warcraft debuted. It was the world's most subscribed multiplayer online game. 2007, the MS Explorer, a cruise liner, sank in the Antarctic Ocean after hitting an iceberg. You would think icebergs are not a thing. But in 2007, one sank a boat. So there you go. 2013, the day of the Doctor, speaking of Doctor Who. The 50th anniversary episode of Doctor Who features Peter Capaldi. David Tennant's coming back. I didn't realize that. I saw that. 2014, the Republicans condemn Obama's use of executive powers to force through immigration reform. Yeah. All you got to do is look back at history. People have bitched about stuff for a long time. And they're like, this never happened before. It's always happened. 2020. AstraZeneca is the third drug company, the third drug maker, to report an effective vaccine for COVID-19. Here's how effective it is. 62% or 90% effective, depending on how it is given. This is 2 years ago. In 2021, a manuscript of early workings of Albert Einstein's theory of relativity, one of the most important scientific documents of the 20th century, sells on an auction for $13 million. And also on this day, In 2021, same day, NASA launched its DART mission to test technology to prevent future impact on Earth by hazardous asteroids by deliberately crashing a spacecraft into an asteroid. Basically, it's real-life Armageddon. You know the movie with Bruce Willis? Yeah, they practiced that, but they saw it in the movie. They're like, hey, I'm going to try this because I saw it in a movie once. Dummies. Today's birthdays. John Shatner. I don't know if you know him. John Shatner. You might know him as Papa John. He started that in 1984. He was born in 1961. Robin Roberts. She's a TV show host, I believe, on CBS, I think. 1960, she's born. Chris Hardwick. He's a comedian. He's hosted a lot of shows. He's born in 1971. Michelle Gomez, you may not know her, but because we're talking about Doctor Who, she was actually Missy, or the Master. She's born in 1966. Franklin Pierce, U.S. President. He was 64 when he died, but today is his birthday, 1804 to 1867. And of course, Snooki. Snooki was born today. Did you know she was born in 1987? That's one. Second, she was born in Chile. I didn't know that. I don't know that much about Snooki. But now you know. And knowing's half the battle. And also, today is Miley Cyrus's birthday. She's born 1992. Shit, 1992. You got to be kidding me. Fudging a donut. God, that's crazy. All right, where are we? Oh, did I do this? Oh, I know what it is. So, folks, because this is the Thanksgiving Day show, and we talk about food and we talk about stuff. I talk a little bit about food and my wife, but because we started late because of the delay and everything, I want to have a little fun. I do this. I've been doing this since the show has started, and this is our 10th year doing it. Folks, we're going to talk about, let me just tell you this. It's the time of year where people buying stuff, right? You buy stuff. Hey, it's holiday season. Tomorrow, after Thanksgiving, is Black Friday. Everybody goes to stores. They buy all kinds of stuff. But there's some stuff you shouldn't buy. And that's why a company called Watch, the world against toys causing harm, they do this every year. They put out a list of toys that are dangerous.
A toy? As I suspected, I hate toys.
It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop ever until you are dead.
I do not play with toys.
Yeah, you do. All right, let's make this a little bigger. So here's what I decided to do. I'm going to lower this down a little bit. This is the actual website. I'm not even making this up anymore. See, I'm not like I did. But this is the toys. And I'm putting it on the screen. So it's on screen. So for you folks watching live, it'll tell you all the stuff that's going on. Like, you'll find out because I'm talking about it. But clearly, if you're watching the video, you'll see these toys. But I encourage you to go to the Watch website. Toy number one on screen right now. The Cocoa biscuit? What is it? There it is. Cocoa melon. Wow. The Cocoa melon learning watch. It's a watch. It's a learning watch. What's it do? Oh, I don't know. Let's look at it. Here we go. Warning. This product contains a button or a coin cell battery. A swallowed button or coin, but what is it? Button or it's a button battery or a coin, but whatever it is, I don't care. Can cause internal chemical burns in little as 2 hours and lead to death. Also, all other small pieces. You don't want this toy. Look at how happy the kids are. It's kids. Fucking smiling about it. They've got a watermelon. The watermelon's got a ladybug on it. That's a dangerous toy. Well, you betcha. It certainly is. Here's the next toy. Disney Reyes Action and Adventure Sword. Now, first of all, Raya came out like, I don't know, 3 years ago? Why is this toy still being sold?
It's dangerous because it's still being sold.
Here we go. Warning, adult supervision. Never swing at people, animals, or fragile objects.
Oh, some people are fragile.
That's why. The potential for blunt force and eye injuries. It's a toy sword, bitch. What you think you're gonna do with it? This is why I find this list crazy. Oh my god. Oh my god, children. I hate to say this. I don't wanna talk about this. The little Woodsies Tickle Your Tates Butts Bakery? You bastards. Look at it. You know what it is? It's like a dollhouse. It's basically a dollhouse bakery. But look at it. Why is it problematic? It's got small parts. Yeah. Oh my god, watch out. This, and it's in quotes, 69 pieces. I am not making it up. It's got 69 pieces. It's dangerous. But the bakery is set sold this 69 pieces bakery set is sold for small children, including miniature and potentially ingestible versions of pies.
We love pies.
Cake slices, bread, and other food items. The choking hazard warnings only appear once on a throwaway bag. You bastards. This is fucking crazy. This is crazy talk. Okay, we gotta move on. We're only on three. The Black Panther Wakanda Battle Claws. Okay, I can see this. These rigid plastic battle claws, inspired by the famous comic book and movie character Black Panther, are sold for five-year-olds. Includes cautioning, prohibiting hitting or swinging at people or animals. You do not poke or jab at people. What a horrible thing. You make these things. Oh my god. Can you see what this is? Zeus's lion. Oh my god. First of all, it's almost $45. That's fucking crazy. Let's see. Warning, the package is not a toy. Okay. What's wrong with that? Oh, here's what's wrong with it. The toy's long, fiber-like hair may not be adequately rooted and is prone to shedding. The hair, once separated, presents the potential for ingestion. I don't know. They should do the Darwin's Award for the toys. Okay, number six. Oh, my God. This is the Ding Ray musical... The Ding Ray musical bath toy. Okay. Now, you think about it. Basically, for you people who don't know what it looks like, it's basically a floating, looks like a blue string stingray, but it's got like a xylophone on top. That's what it is. Why is it dangerous? Never allow the children to put the mallet in their mouth. This colorful floating stingray xylophone is sold for babies as young as 12 months. The manufacturer recognized the ingestion potential hazard by the appropriate 6-inch long quote unquote mallet with a warning packaging to quote, never allow the child to put the mallet in their mouth. Such slender, rigid, this is fucking not even, I'm reading it off the, can potentially be mouthed and occlude a child's airway. Yeah, there's a bunch of pedos right in this list. You shouldn't be putting that in your mouth now, should you? All right. We gotta go quick. What are we on? Number seven, Ooze Labs Chemistry Station. Well, this makes sense. It's chemicals, right? Chemicals. This set contains chemicals. That's what it says. That may be harmful if swallowed.
Duh.
Not to be used for children except under adult supervision, which makes sense. Watch out! The Ooze Lab Chemistry Station is marketed for children to do slimy, fizzy, colorful, and bubbly experiments!
What
the hell is wrong with people? All right. Number 8. Oh my god, look at it on screen. Good god, folks. The horror. This is a real toy, okay? You can't see it because you're on the podcast. This is the bunny rabbit cuddly pillow. You sick monkeys. Small parts. It's a pillow. What parts? The plush pillow in the form of a cuddly stuffed rabbit is marketed as a hugging pillow, which is soft and squeezable. There are no warnings or cautions on or with the product. Further, despite an online warning that the pillow is not for children under 3, conflicting recommendation states that it is for any and all ages. The hazards associated with pillows sold for infants are well documented. A pillow can block a baby's mouth, potentially cause suffocation. Infant pillows and similar pillows have been banned in the federal... What? They banned pillows? Monsters. How do you sleep at night making the bunny pillow cuddly pillow? All right, only two more. The Poppin' Fidget Spinner. Oh, yes. Spinner. What's wrong? Age recommendation. None. Warnings. None. Yeah. Why not? Why? Why? Why should you watch out? Because the fidget spinner, like these multicolored versions, can be found in retail store aisles. The poppin' spinners are made with 3 small rubber inserts, which present a potential choking hazard if removed. They don't come out. It's one piece, you bobble-headed morons. Oh my god, and the last one. Oh my god. The worst one of the bunch. The Nerf Pro Gel Fire Mythic Blaster. Good god. That's almost $80. What? Oh. It fires. What? It fires. This is funny. Do not aim at eyes or face. Use of eyewear always required. Do not freeze or modify rounds. Impacts may cause temporary marks on skin. This is not a toy.
If it's not a toy, why is it on your list?
Here we go. You know what it is? It shoots these little tiny BBs. Like it's a BB gun, essentially. But they're gelatins. So encourage you to grow 10,000 gel fire rounds by adding water and then firing them using the semi-automatic blaster. This is not a toy, despite its availability in the retail toy aisle for children.
God, I finished right on time.
Jeez. That was perfect time. But folks, that is the 10 watch toys. So watch yourself, because they're out there and they're not good. What happened? What happened to my whole thing here? This is not the way this goes. Bang, bang, bang. There we go. Hitting the keyboard hard. So folks, let me do this. Let me take my first and only break. And because we were not here last week, we have a couple little special things happening. So stay tuned for the break. When we come back, I got some things I want to tell you. But you're listening to Radio Regardless. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
Soldiers from wars both old and new march down city streets. Flags hang from homes, businesses, even car antennas. Ceremonies remember those who dutifully served their nation.
Get your hands off me. I served in the fictitious military.
It's Veterans Day, or Remembrance Day, as it's known in much of the world. World War I, also known as the Great War, shocked the global community with its unprecedented toll in human life. Germany was running low on manpower and supplies, so they agreed to sign an armistice, or truce, in the French commander Ferdinand Foch's private rail car.
Fascia is dead. Dead is Fascia.
On the 11th hour, on the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, all was quiet on the Western Front. Exactly 1 year later, President Woodrow Wilson decreed that Americans should observe a moment of silence at 11 a.m. to remember the armistice and to embrace the peace. Other Allied nations commemorated the peaceful anniversary as well. In England and Canada, citizens wore paper poppies. Poppies had become a symbol of the armistice. The poem Flanders Field described a one-time battlefield.
Flanders tried to wreck my song. His views on birth control are wrong. I hate his guts and Flanders is his name.
Today, Veterans Day is set aside to honor not just those who served in war, but also those who have served their nation in peace.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
Loyal listeners of Radio Irregardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's the Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
This is Ebenezer Scrooge, and although it's fairly warm now, winter is coming. And when it does, be sure to see me on the Salem Christmas Trolley. Tickets are $30 each, and there's plenty of shows so that I get to torment all of you. But feel free to pay for the ticket and not show up, because less bodies, more money. And until I see you on the trolley, this is Ebenezer Scrooge wishing you a humbug.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
To most Americans, the Pilgrims of Plymouth, Massachusetts are the iconic inspiration for today's Thanksgiving feast.
Like I say, Pilgrim, you can eat here till you get back on your feet.
After the winter of 1620 killed almost half of their people, the colonists formed a relationship with the neighboring Wampanoag tribe.
The Mashpee Wampanoag tribe hopes to break ground on a resort casino in Taunton next spring.
The colonists and Wampanoags dined on roast goose, along with corn, codfish, and lobster. In 1777, the Continental Congress decreed that all 13 of America's colonies celebrate a national day of Thanksgiving that year in celebration of their victory over the British at Saratoga. By the 20th century, Thanksgiving was a welcome day of leisure from a six-day work week. In the 1920s, the National Football League was formed. In an effort to boost attendance, the fledgling Detroit Lions devised the concept of a Thanksgiving Day game.
Makes for a great Thanksgiving, so very thankful. I had everyone at home. This is what it's all about, the Thanksgiving turkey.
And department stores quickly saw their value as a kickoff to the Christmas shopping season. With modern life moving faster than ever, Thanksgiving gives us a day to take a collective breath and remember just how much we have to be thankful for.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
And now the case of the Turkey Tremors, starring Sam Stone. It was a cold November night. Now I remember it. It was cold. It was November. And I was in my office, cleaning up some case files. And there was a knock on the door.
Sam, you're still here?
Yeah, just going through some case files. You know, the one with the dog and the girl and the diamonds and the husband?
Well, if there's anyone that can handle a case, it would be you, Sam.
So what are you doing here so late at night?
Oh, I just forgot my nail file and my purse and my coat. So I just came back up and I saw the light on and there you were.
Yeah, here I am.
You're such a hardworking man, Sam. There's not many men like you around. But I hope you're not going to work through this holiday.
It's just another day. It's another day and another night. Another night and another day.
Well, if there's anyone that knows about nights and days and days and nights, it would be you, Sam. What are you doing for the holiday?
Nothing. No plans. And what about you, Dollface? You must have something special planned for the big Thanksgiving night.
My sister's coming in from out of town.
Your sister? I didn't know you had a sister.
Yeah, my sister Dolores. She's a divorcee from Detroit. We're going to go have dinner at the diner.
You, Dolores from Detroit, the divorcee, going to have dinner at the diner?
Gosh darn it, Sam. I'm tired of all this pussyfooting around. Pardon my language.
What are you going on for, Dollface?
I'm crazy about you, Sam. I've been holding it in, but I can't take it anymore.
You don't want to get mixed up with me. I'm no good for you. I'm like a bad penny. I turn up all the time, but it's not good.
Oh, Sam, that's just not true.
Sorry for interrupting the case of the turkey tremors, but I just got a alert on my cell phone. Apparently, at just after 9 o'clock tonight, there was an attack, and let me go to the website and see if they have any information on it. Oh, they do. They have a live feed. All right, let's go to that then.
Oh my God! Okay, go away. Go away. Go away. Oh my God. Alright. Oh! Oh! Jesus! No! Ah! God. Ah! Oh my God. Okay. He's got me trapped in the car. Here he is. Okay. He's like circling around my car.
Now, here's your Pentagon Channel report.
Wednesday night at the White House, the president said the current level of violence is still very low, but he also said that the U.S. must continue to keep pressure and move forward toward a more stable and secure future. Keep it here. Military news on the Pentagon Channel.
In a further sign of mounting concerns in the administration that it may have to go it alone and risk a violent backlash, American citizens are being warned to avoid turkeys.
A reminder of what we actually know at this stage. A reliable source told RT, what is important is that the attack originated on the Turkey side.
Let's hear what the president has to say now.
Number one, we have no interest whatsoever in protecting anyone.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. You said you were, but you're...
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure.
Come on, man.
Turkeys are criticizing President Biden. Turkeys even summoned the U.S. ambassador to the country to declare the president's statement was false.
He talks about, don't worry, it's all going to be over soon. Come on. We had a good relationship with Hitler before he, in fact, invaded Europe. The rest of Europe. Come on. Not that many of you are going to die, so don't worry about it. Come on.
The U.S. president has reiterated support for Turkey as a strategic partner, and Turkey and the United States were friends and allies.
Hey, ahali! Sizin için buradayım! Oylarınızı bana verirseniz... Hepinize bir ara. Bir araba. Mazotu para yok. Yeme yok. Ey vatandaşlarım. Sizin için varım. Sizin için.
In less than an hour,
Aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. And you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day? Day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive.
We're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. We're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
You're attacking a kid right now. I'm shooting him.
I'm honored to welcome you to a Thanksgiving tradition that reminds us to have a little bit of fun and to always be grateful. Today, we're going to talk turkey, celebrate the holiday in which we break the bread for turkeys. So, folks, turkey is infrastructure. Build back the butterball as we move along. Power vested in me as President of the United States, I pardon you. I pardon you this Thanksgiving.
This is Mark Scalia, and I'm here to assure you that the Thanksgiving Eve turkey attack has no further significance than the holiday offering it was intended to be. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and remember the terrible lesson you learned tonight, that the gobbling invaders on your computer or smartphone are just inhabitants of Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And folks, it's been the Thanksgiving Eve show. It's been so fun. I do want to tell you, though, take some time to really appreciate what you got, because this is over the next, you know, what, 6 weeks we got left in the year. Things have been like hectic craziness. What's this? Chocolate and chip are the turkeys he pardoned this year. Who cares? Yeah, millions die every year, but these two are fine. Actually, my wife's mother got a turkey, and apparently it's got like, you know, my wife seems to think that these turkeys are like from a free range, that they're like, oh, maybe they had a good life. Turkeys. Yeah, you know what they do? They put them in a spa, and they just fill it up with this CO2 and they slowly go to sleep and then and then they just pass away peacefully. And then we eat them. Whatever. Stop pardoning turkeys. Just eat them. Kill them live on air. That would be the thing. Anyway, we only have about 6 more weeks of the season. So, folks, you know, take some time. Really appreciate, especially this time of year. So I'm going to be busy for the rest of the year. I'm going to be busy. I do have a few days off, but if you want to check out me, you want to see my schedule, literally for the month of December, I will be on the Salem Trolley, A Christmas Carol, playing Ebenezer Scrooge. And there are some tickets. There's not a lot, but there's still some tickets. So my recommendation is get your tickets. If you want to be a sponsor, you want to be part of the show, you can always email me at markscalia.com. Just go there and then email me. You can also call the hotline, 978-219-9294. Actually, if you email me at radioregardless@gmail.com, that's a little better. My next show will be December 21st, where I think Ebenezer Scrooge will be guest hosting. We'll see you then!
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. Your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia, and broadcast and recorded live. We'd like to thank the on-air guest and all of our listeners. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2022, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Just a moment, okay?